The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is up? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you this Saturday. We've got sports galore, except in the NBA. There's like 3 games and stuff, but we got other things going on now. Before we get to those, as we always do, let's take a look back at yesterday and how we did. And, dude, look at Sia continuing to roll through. Major League Baseball is crushing there. Buckets hits a 1-for-2. Mikey stays hot with the Yankees there. EC, a 1-and-2 day. We'll see it. Spectre, tough one there on Mikal Bridges. And, dude, Matt Olson, we're going to talk about this here in just a second. We got the run there. We needed one more. Don't get it. It was tough. We're going to break that down. How to approach these bets. But you know what? We got better people to do that than me. Let's bring in the stars of the show here. And like I said, I promised you all something yesterday. Surprise. And our surprise is here. So, Mackenzie Brooks, all right, coming to you first. First off, welcome to the Early Edge family. Second, for everyone in the Early Edge crew right here, meet Mackenzie Brooks. She's part of our advanced data team here at CBS Sports. So, Mackenzie, hey, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here. It's a big day. Excited to get with the analytics team when I graduate and move down to Fort Lauderdale with some of you guys. So exciting stuff in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'll say this. So you're out here knocking this out while also knocking out everything at the University of Georgia, finishing all that up. I appreciate, as we said, you crushing my Tennessee Volunteers like years in a row now, ending our season. But you know what? At least we know when it's going to end. So I guess that's something to get excited about. Now, prop stars. All right. First off, welcome, buddy. Second, Kenzie, you are from Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Now, prop stars, obviously, you hold down Philadelphia for the show. Welcome in, buddy. How we doing?
What's up, baby? Good to see you. I'm fired up. I love these Saturday streams. They're super laid back, super mellow. I can just kind of watch Micah's background and just, kind of encapsulate super chill vibes. So I really look forward to these Saturday streams.
Dude, all right, so speaking of Micah, okay, so, you know, we say it every week, right? And look, let me put it into a little bit better perspective. I've never seen in my life Augusta National falling apart with trees, and yet still, Micah Roberts, my man, your backyard looks fantastic, buddy. How we doing?
That's a prop. That's not real. I mean, that's it's like a picture or something. It's just a background backdrop. Great to see you guys. Mackenzie, welcome. All the guys. Look forward to another day. I think we did really well last Saturday, so let's keep it up and get nothing but winners here.
Dude, I like the way you think, brother. I like the way you think. And A-Mags, my dude, gotta say, man, you have been crushing baseball since you got here. So my bank account appreciates you. Everyone in the crew appreciates you. How we doing, bro?
No, thank you, AB. Yeah, yesterday was a good day, 4-2. Once again, I'm tweeting out all my plays right onto my Twitter. So make sure you can follow me there, and then I'll be up on the Sportsline website soon. And welcome to Mackenzie. I do like the more mellow vibe here on the Saturdays. And once again, that background there for Micah, as AB was saying, it's raining everywhere, I think, except for his backyard. So
yeah. Now I will say this, like, it would be funny if it actually were a prop and like he pulled it down and like obviously Micah being out on the West Coast, like it was just desert. Like that's all you saw, like just desert behind him. Yeah, dude. Now, okay. So I want to bring up one thing before we get into the show here. All right. I was hinting at the hits, runs, RBI bet. All right. It's new this year. A-Mags, like, you pretty much, like, pioneered it here, right? Like, I mean, we've all kind of jumped on it one way or the other, and it's a solid bet. Now, what I was talking about was last night with Matt Olson, right? So with this, like, and if anybody is new, you've never seen this bet before, how it works is essentially I had Matt Olson last night over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. It's generally always at 1.5. And any of those count. Two hits, cash it. A hit and a run, you cash it. A home run, obviously you just hit all three, right? Now, what I found last night, so we've got the Padres at the Braves, right, in Atlanta. They're at Truist Park. Matt Olson gets a run immediately in the game. So I'm sitting there like, all right, we only need one more. I'm like, we're sitting good. Dude, walk, walk, walk. Right now, a walk is okay because you're getting on base and you can get, you know, driven in, right? But if you don't, like, you lose, like, at-bats. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Mags, like, what's your thought on it? And not just, like, that, you know, scenario, but, like, 10 days in to the Major League Baseball season, like, what are your thoughts in regards to that? Anything else that you're seeing, you know, kind of quirky there?
Well, it's a fun prop. The, you know, hits, runs, RBIs. I think the first day I brought it out on the show, I said there's a lot of paths to victory with that type of prop. So you could cash it without getting a hit. Like you said, you walk, you get driven in, there's a run. Next time you come up, there's a guy on third with one out. You hit a fly ball, there's your RBI, right? You didn't even get a hit, but you've cashed the prop. So there's a bunch of things that you can do with that that, you know, for total bases, you really are going to have someone that's hitting those doubles or they're hitting that triple, that home run. They're getting on base multiple times, multiple hits. It's a little bit of a different way to go from the total bases that I think some people are more accustomed to. But that one thing, in particular, like you said, walks, he got three walks and, you know, one of those times he scored, but the other ones he didn't. I think those are the spots we want to be in, though. Like, it's tough to take a loss and then, you know, tell yourself that you were on the right side. But I think that in those cases, especially with these props, like, you want guys that are getting on base a lot. So if it is a high walk guy or a high average guy, you know, both would be great. As well, someone that maybe hits in the 2-3-4 part of that order, they're going to have RBI chances most likely. And then, you know, with your walks there, if they're getting on base and they're in a strong lineup like the Braves, you know, hopefully they're going to be driven in like we saw Olson early in the game. So I think if you're picking on those guys, they're in a good, you're in a good lineup, good team. They can get on base a lot. You know, they slug. Those are the guys you want to, in particular, look at. So
yeah, you know,
we'll have some more of those coming out.
No doubt. And like, it's the fascinating part. Like, you know, another portion, like you mentioned, like if you're picking a hitter that's essentially, you know, 1, 2, or 3, statistically over a game, but really over, you know, a month, a season, whatever, they're going to get more at bats, right? Like, you're going to get more attempts with those guys. And especially, you know, those are generally your best hitters. But I think that, like, as we go, we're going to see, you know, with different teams. I mean, take the Braves, for example, on the back end of their lineup, like, their 7 and 8 are mashing like nightly. You know what I mean? So, like, it's fascinating, man. Like, I just wanted to bring it up, get your thoughts. Cause, like, we've all been playing them and they're super fun. But yeah, like, we're going to learn more as we go statistically of, like, where each team kind of finds, like, that perfect spot. Like, some could be 4, 5, 6. Some could be 3, 4, 5. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, I can't wait to find that part out. Now, Micah.
Yeah, we'll put more of them out.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So, we're in Bristol with NASCAR. That right? Dirt track?
Well, I love Bristol, but I hate the dirt. And it's, like, it's one of those races for tomorrow for Easter. We are going out on a Sunday. We're going to go have all seafood we can eat, and I'm sacrificing my Sunday, my viewing. It's always glued on a Sunday with football or the NASCAR or something, but I'm taking this day off because of the Bristol Dirt Race, and I'm just not fond of it, but I do have action on it, and I'll share what I have. Number one bet was Daniel Suarez. First of all, putting dirt over a cathedral of NASCAR is just shameful. They should have used, like, North Wilkesboro or some other track that's not in existence, a real dirt track for the dirt. So it's shameful for the dirt to be put on Bristol. But having said that, it's action. We're going to still bet on it. Daniel Suarez, 20-1. He's led 121 laps the two races at Bristol with the dirt on it. And finish 4th in 1, 12th in the other. He's going to be there for the value, for the price of everything, because the dirt racers, like Kyle Larson and Tyler Reddick haven't won yet. Christopher Bell, those guys are the favorites. They haven't won yet on the dirt race here. Only two of them, but they were regular drivers, Joey Logano and Kyle Busch. So for that reason, I do have Tyler Reddick at 6-1, Daniel Suarez at 20-1, and can't remember the last guy I had, but I didn't play Kyle Larson. I didn't play the favorite or Christopher Bell.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And I'll tell you what, I was going to throw it to you as we do every Saturday, our man Trent Wade and what he's looking at and your thoughts on it. So he's big on Bristol, right? So let me put it to you in two different groups, okay?
Yeah.
So top 10s, all right? Daniel Suarez, top 10, plus 105.
Yep.
Keselowski, top 10, plus 150. I think you feel pretty good about Suarez, huh?
I do. I like Suarez. And Keselowski, last year, one of his best races was on the dirt race. In fact, both of them, I think he's finished 11th the last 2 years and has been very good at it. So he might be one of those guys that has mostly asphalt experience that does well on the dirt track.
All right, so second one here. All right, head-to-heads. Logano over William Byron, all right, minus 102 at 2 units, and Suarez over Martin Truex Jr. at minus 112.
Suarez and Truex will be close. Last year, Truex should have, or the was it the first year? I don't know. He led like 121 laps and then got in some trouble late. He was winning the race, green-white checker, and then he lost the race. So he was there, but I don't know about his car as good as the one that was 2 years ago. And the, who was it? William Byron?
Yeah, I got against... you. Yeah, Suarez over Truex Jr. and Logano over William Byron.
Yeah, Logano has taken up to this. He's really good at it. So for the value, that's the other guy I bet, by the way. He's 15-1. So definitely like him. Yeah.
Nice. All right, last part here. Outrights. Logano outright plus 1,000 quarter unit, Suarez outright plus 2,000 quarter of a unit, Briscoe outright plus 800 quarter of a unit, and Keselowski outright plus 3,000 at quarter of a unit. I think you've kind of broken those guys down. Yeah,
yeah, I like them. I like them a lot. Good luck. I think he did pretty well last week too.
Yeah, dude, you both have. Like, that's the best part. Like, that's why I bring this up every Saturday. If anyone wonders, like, first off, we talk NASCAR because Mike is like the best in the game at it, right? But number two, like, I like to bring up bets that are out there so we can just discuss more. You know what I mean? It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. Thanks. Yeah.
All right, let's get into our best bets for today. But I'll tell you what, before we do, all right, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Get breaking news.
Big news coming out of the NFL today.
Highlights and instant reactions.
The largest final round comeback in 4 championship history. We're down to the final 4.
I just want to take time to analyze greatness.
Talk winners and losers with a guy who's already a big winner.
CBS Sports HQ. It's all sports all day long.
And if anybody's going to be around at about 11:45 a.m. Eastern, it's going to be me and Coach on HQ. Having fun breaking it down. So, yeah, download that CBS Sports app on your phone, tablet, any of your devices, or on your TV. And you can click it right there. Jump in. Always free. Always fun. All right, let's get into our best bets for today. And Mags, dude, I'm coming right at you, dude. You're hot at the plate. Let it rip. What you got, bro?
Yeah, well, we're going back to the diamond once again. Obviously, you know, loving on some baseball props. And the first play I'm going to have, I'm going to go to the Mets game. Kodai Senga, 5+ strikeouts and the Mets to win. You can find this on a few different books. I went with DraftKings just because it was at plus 105 there. Senga, he was better than a K per inning in Japan. Obviously, you know, you come to the MLB, the hitting is a little bit different, a little bit stronger. But this Marlins lineup has proven to not be one of the stronger lineups in the MLB. They've been striking out a ton, over 30% of the time. And, you know, we saw Senga first start against this Marlins team. It was down in Miami. He had 8 strikeouts through 5 1/3 innings. So I'm going to ride him again here today. And I actually played the K prop over 5.5 as well. I have him right around 5.65 or so on the projection. So a little bit better than 5.5, but I think that he's going to get over this number today. We saw McGill yesterday not get over his K prop. I didn't love his spot, but Senga's a much different pitcher and I like where he's going. So give me that little parlay at plus money. And then there was one thing in the chat I saw I want to address. So something that we've brought up before is on these K props or on the hit run RBI or total base props. You want to try to go with the team that is the away team just because you're guaranteed to get that extra at bat, right? But something that I'm looking at today, you know, Jose Berríos has been terrible on the road over the last year. He did not have a good first start. He comes into this game against the Angels, and I know the Angels are going to be at home, but Ohtani owns this guy. And when you have 6 hits and 14 at-bats, 3 of them being homers, 3 of them being doubles, I'm going to play the over total bases. I don't care if you're the home team on this one. Like I said, I think he owns this guy. Wind is also blowing out. It's not a, you know, a positive in terms of park factor when you put everything together. But if you want to play the home run, sprinkle it on there for Ohtani. It's over plus 300, plus 315 or so on DraftKings. You may be able to find it better somewhere else. I'd sprinkle that too. I think he may get Berríos with one here today. So those are my two plays. And, you know, like we said, there's a couple things in the chat that maybe I can address after everyone else goes, but there were a few questions. So,
yeah. Dude, we'll get to it for sure. For sure. And you know what you just said too, like I know that, you know, we're not huge on trends in terms of playing him, but we are big on just like facts of baseball life, whichever sport we're talking about. Like, yeah. Like if a hitter owns a pitcher or the, you know, the opposite, like it generally plays out. I'll say this. If I ever catch Paul Goldschmidt for the Cardinals, all right, and he's facing a lefty that has an ERA basically above 3.75, like I'm mashing everything with Paul Goldschmidt because he just mashes lefties. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, dude, for sure, man. All right, good call there. All right, Mackenzie, I have made you wait long enough. I apologize for that, but I'll tell you what, you're going to the NBA, and look, I give you props. Because right. There are 3 games and it is incredibly difficult today. So I respect and appreciate you going right to the top. Let it rip.
Yeah, we're going out guns blazing. I'm playing with fire a little bit here. But for those who want to ride along with some NBA plays, we can ride this roller coaster together. Not a lot to look at, as you said, not a lot of lines out. One thing I do like is Anthony Edwards over 24.5 points. This is a team that's playing for something versus a team that isn't. I think the Timberwolves will give their key players plenty of time to get done what they need to do. Yeah, Cat is questionable. Even if he is in the lineup when they were both playing and they both had 30-plus minutes, Edwards still put up 23 points. And with Cat questionable, I think there's plenty of room to surpass that. Our Sims have him just over 24.5 at 25.5. But with this Spurs defense, who's already not playing for anything and barely wants to play defense even when they try, I think there's a really good chance that Edwards can go past this number. The Spurs allow almost 123 points per game. That's 5th worst in NBA history. So I think for a team that's looking to play for something, they can get this done.
I was going to say, the funny part was, like, the Spurs, when they're trying, gave up a ton of points. Right. Yeah. All right, did you have one more play, a side total here?
I did. Will definitely be up for interpretation when we hear lineups as they come out. I like taking the Jazz plus the 7 right now while I can. Some books have moved it down to 6.5. Again, these are 2 teams essentially playing for nothing. So we will not see many key starters at all. The Nuggets rested everyone in Phoenix. I don't see why they wouldn't do the same here. And when Jokic isn't playing, they are 1-6 in their past 7 games without him. So I like the Jazz. They're home. This is their last home game. They want to give a big hoorah performance for their fans. And not to mention, in general, they are just a top team against the spread. 11-4 against the spread at home as underdogs. So we have to wait for some lineup situations. But given I'm assuming most of the Nuggets all sit, even The Jazz are sitting a lot of players, but I like that they have that home edge and that they're great against the spread at home as underdogs.
Nice, nice. Now, I'll say this, all right? First, two great picks, but the most important, well done, all right? Well done on your first. I'm telling you, look, you just crushed how I did on my first one. Like, I was a blibbering idiot, right? Like, you just nailed it, drilled it. So well done on that one. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So welcome to the fam. So glad to have you. An excellent job on that one. All right, Michael Roberts, my dude, got a couple plays for us, buddy. Break them down, man. What you got?
Yeah, we got streaking Rays. They started out 7-0. And the funny thing about them is that they have won by four runs or more. So they're covering on the run line. I do not suggest playing the run line, but I did play it today because I got over $1.25 of value from the price. It's like 265 or 260, whatever it is. And then to lay $1.38 was the price that I laid on the run line. And I got everything saying with the Rays hitting well, pitching well. And today the pitching, I mean, you know, they could win 1-0, but they've been averaging seven runs a game, been batting 290. It's Jeffrey Springs. This guy in spring was absolutely incredible. 14 innings pitch, no runs allowed, 24 Ks, two walks. Comes into his first game in the regular season, six innings pitched, no runs allowed. He has allowed no runs through spring or the regular season so far, and the Rays are perfect. So this, to me, even 4.5 for the total runs for the team, I like over on that as well. Can't really trust the A's much, but I can trust Fujinami, who allowed eight runs in his last start after having a relatively good spring. Not a lot of people hit him during spring, but the Angels certainly did his last game. So the Rays and this one on the run line, that's one of the plays. Then we're going to go over on the White Sox-Pirates game. The wind's not blowing out. It's 55 degrees, but the White Sox are hitting the ball. They've gone over seven straight games, absolutely killing it offensively. It's their bullpen and starting pitching that can't get anybody out, and is the reason why they're 3-5. They've had seven of eight this year of their games have had double-digit hits, and that's hard to do. You don't see that a lot, and it's maybe the pitch count has pitch clock that has something to do with it. And then the running, the not holding the batters on, the nervousness. I don't know. There's a few pitchers out there that are really struggling with this clock and saying, I have to pitch at this moment here. And Vincent Velasquez, he's hit or miss, but mostly miss. But the Pirates have won four straight. They're looking great. They're fired up. Very emotional yesterday with Andrew McCutchen. I mean, he was at the plate when his first at-bat after returning. You know, stops in San Francisco and Philly, but he's back home where he should be. Hopefully he retires a Pirate, and hopefully he carries him to some excitement. I'd love to see this my team that I root for, Pirates baseball in April, four-game winning streak. I'm fired up. I love it. And so, yeah, White Sox, 287, opponents batting 298. I mean, it's a over right then. So it went from 8.5 to 9.
Yeah, and I'll say this, dude. Pirate Stadium, one of the most beautiful, like in all of sports.
Yeah, it's definitely PNC. Top three for me.
Yeah, PNC is nice, dude, for sure, man. Absolutely. All right, my man, Propertunities. All right, been waiting it. You're in the maestro spot. He allowed it to happen because it's you. He wouldn't let me do it at all, but it is you. The maestro likes you. Bring it down, buddy.
Appreciate the vote of confidence, Maestro. We're sticking with K-props. We're in those MLB streets. We're going Milwaukee pitcher Eric Lauer under 5.5 strikeouts. I like this prop for a variety of reasons. For one, he averages 5.4 strikeouts last season, so this number is right in line with what he averages. However, he's facing a very good Cardinals lineup that has the lowest K rate in baseball right now, in addition to the lowest K rate versus pitchers opposing lefties. Furthermore, Lauer's pitches were down 3 to 4 miles per hour in comparison to last season. If that's not a case of him having a dead arm, that is very, very troubling. So when you couple all those factors together, I think this is a great spot to fade Eric Lauer versus a very tough Cardinals lineup. Give me him under 5.5 strikeouts today.
Prop stars. Okay. So I know Coach has said it a bunch, but we don't discuss each other's picks before the show. Like, we email them in, compile it. There you go. I want to tell you why you are brilliant. Okay. You ready? Everybody grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. And I'll tell you what, I'll start first. We're going to take the Cardinals and the Brewers, both teams to score 3-plus runs today at minus 110 because, Prop Stars, I think you absolutely nailed it. I think that both of these teams, especially St. Louis, after getting blanked yesterday for nothing to the Brew Crew there, I think that they are going to get after it. This is an excellent hitting team, and they don't really get shut out much at all. And I'll give, look, I know Cardinals fans, some are freaking out. Dude, look who you've played. Like, the Braves and the Blue Jays could be in the World Series against each other, and you went back-to-back, and now you got the Brew Crew, right? So, yeah, I want to take them, both teams to score 3-plus runs there. Also going to go with the Marlins and Guardians, both teams to score 3-plus runs as well. I think that you have pitching matchups here that could definitely be taken advantage of, especially for the Guardians. And then I'm going to take the Marlins and the Mets over 7.5. You want to know a stat, Props, real quick?
Hit
this
me, AB.
This is the sixth time that these teams are going to have played this season. Sixth. The season's been going for 10 days. Like, they're like, they know each other like they're like familiars. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, I like the run totals are going to be here today. Michael Roberts on the Rays, -1.5, -138. White Sox, Pirates over 8.5. Mackenzie Brooks, as she mentioned, Anthony Edwards over 24.5 points. And the Jazz +7. Prop Stars just broke down. Eric Lauer under 5.5 strikeouts at -128. And our dude, A-Max, Shohei Ohtani over 1.5 total bases at -125. And a Mets same game parlay +105. Kodai Senga, 5+ strikeouts and the Mets money line there. All right, before we go, Max, throwing it to you. There was a question or two that you had that you wanted to answer. I can't pull up the chat. Probably gone, but yeah, let it rip, man. What do you got?
No, I got you. So I think it was JB, and then there was like a couple numbers after the name. Had asked, what book do we find the hit, run, and RBI props on? I know we've been talking a lot about, you know, getting them on DraftKings. FanDuel does not have these, but I did see them on BetMGM, and I believe I'm not 100% sure for BetRivers, but I think that they may have been on there as well. But BetMGM definitely had them, DraftKings as well. Total bases should be on almost every single book. And then, yeah, you're right. There was one more question. I did probably lose it here. But it was about Senga over his number at a different odds. I think if you get Senga over 5.5, I would play it probably, you know, not higher than like -145 or so. That's still maybe pushing it a little bit, but I do think he can grab some strikeouts against this Marlins lineup today. So
there we go. And you know what? Hopefully not too many strikeouts. We do need some runs out of both of them, but like you said, I think the Mets are going to cover a lot of that one here going. All right, Mackenzie, well done. Again, you crushed
it.
Absolutely. We're so happy to have you here. And can't wait till the next time that you're on. Prop Stars, Micah, my dudes, crush it as well. Any final thoughts that you guys have? All right.
Go.
All right. We'll be live Sunday morning, same time, 10 a.m. Eastern, breaking all of the picks down that we just gave out today. But until then, everybody, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the sun.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes now streaming. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with the Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. The subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.